First of all, we'll start off with baseball. The Yankees lose. The Red Sox lose. Seattle over Oakland. I think that's about it. I have no idea. I did not prepare to do sports this morning because I expected the mighty Kaz to be in doing that. Not so. So I guess we can take a look at other sports of other sorts. Let's see if I can type this in here and get this right. All right, let's see what we want to talk about here. Oh yeah, that's right. Football coming up. The Giants are going to play this weekend. How about this? This story is an interesting sports story that's a little about Elon Musk. His boring company wants to build a tunnel to Dodger Stadium. That's right. They want to build a tunnel to Dodger Stadium so fans won't have any problems with traffic. They propose a 3.6-mile underground tunnel to Dodger Stadium called the Dugout Loop, a high-speed, zero-emission underground public transportation system. Instead of fans driving to Chavez Ravine, passengers would load into electric skates that would be able to transport 1,400 fans from East Hollywood to Dodger Stadium in 4 minutes, avoiding stop-and-go traffic. All right. They would travel at up to speeds of 150 miles an hour. It would take 14 months to construct, but they think fares would cost about a buck each. Pretty amazing, the world we're living in. That's all I can say. Pretty darn amazing. All right, taking a look at other sports. Eli Manning has responded to the Jacksonville Jaguars commentary about him. I just clicked on the wrong story. Let's see if we get it right this time. Leading up to the first game of the year, the Giants' two-time Super Bowl MVP sent a message, and he did so yesterday when asked about he wanted to comment in response to Jacksonville Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey's criticism of his current status in the NFL and his game. Manning fired back the most Eli way possible. "No, no," he quipped, and then he paused for a moment before saying, "Who?" The Giants are hosting the Jaguars, and Tom Coughlin, the team's executive vice president, in the regular season opener September 9th at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So there you go. There you go. Not much else really going on in sports other than the baseball stuff. And we already went over that. Yanks and Red Sox lost. I guess I should have included the Mets in there. And I didn't. And that was wrong of me. But the Mets weren't listed on my sports site here. That's really sad. Let me see if I can find the Mets score for you really quick here. Come on. The Mets, hey, they defeated Baltimore 16-6. They should have been included. Almost sounds like a football score. So congratulations to the Mets. There you go. 16-6. Victors. Well, I guess Mike Cossey's not going to call in this morning, and that's a shame because we had all this weekend's picks coming up for horse racing. But hopefully he'll call in Monday so we can get Monday's picks in so people don't get upset at us. Well, anyways, that's a check on sports minus Mike Cossey this morning on The Breakfast Club.